Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Merritt Azene Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you. In addition to some of the nice weather that's been rolling in on the heels of lovely storms, storms bring stress, the nice weather brings a little bit of relief, and we're going to touch on both of those today, right?
Yes. So April is Stress Awareness Month.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, so most of us have felt stressed out from time to time, but when the feeling persists, stress becomes chronic and can negatively impact our careers, our quality of life, and our bodies. So to identify some true sources of stress, you have to look closely at your habits, your attitude, and maybe even some of your excuses. And pinpointing stressors can sometimes be a little tricky because some of the things that we do can be very subtle, and sometimes we fail to notice our own stress-inducing behaviors and thoughts and feelings. So I have a few tips today to help manage stress. One thing that you can do is really try to pinpoint your stressors. So each time you feel stressed, especially stressed, keep track of it. Make a note of it. If you have a piece of paper, jot it down. You will start to see some patterns and some themes, some things that you might want to take note of or jot down, what you're feeling stressed about, what you think the cause is, how you felt physically and emotionally, your reaction, if there was something you did to make yourself feel better. You know, think about how you are currently managing and coping with stress. Are your strategies healthy or unhealthy? Another tip, know your limits. It may be surprising to discover that the number of stressors that you have can be reduced or eliminated. So learning to say no is an important part of knowing your limits and sticking to them. Whether it's personal or professional, taking on more than you can handle is a guaranteed recipe for stress. So be mindful of your current schedule and commitments, and think about, you know, if when you're pinpointing these stressors, and some of the things that the patterns that you notice are, you know, lack of extra time, lack of time for self-care, just lack of time in general, and just feeling like you're running from one thing to the next, maybe an answer for you personally is that you have too much on your calendar and think about reducing or eliminating some things. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do it all. Another tip is sometimes you can alter stressful situations. If it's not possible to avoid it, think about how you might be able to alter it. Deal with problems head on. Poor time management can cause stress. So when you're stretched too thin and behind, it's hard to stay calm and focused. So plan ahead. Can you alter situations so that you're not overextending yourself? Another tip, try to change your reaction. If changing what's causing the stress is not possible or probable, try to change your reaction to it. Adapting to different stressful situations can help give you a sense of regaining control just by altering your expectations or your attitude. So try to view stressful situations maybe from a positive standpoint. Take perspective of it. Ask yourself, you know, how important is this going to be in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and, you know, look at the bigger picture. Another thought is take time for some self-care. Nurture yourself for improved health. So beyond just a take charge approach and a positive attitude, stress levels can go down if you set aside some time in your schedule to do something you enjoy. This could be playing the piano, going for a walk, calling a friend, working on a puzzle, reading a book. Everyone's different. So it's important to discover what is relaxing for you. And the last tip is think about what you can do to increase your resistance to stress. Regular physical activity and healthy eating patterns can help combat stress. So try to make time for at least 30 minutes of activity every day. Find activities that are enjoyable for you. If you don't enjoy it, find a way to be active that you don't dread. This can be done with a friend or a group to keep you accountable. Start your day off with a healthy breakfast. Try to eat balanced meals and nutritious meals. A lot of little things that you can do And, you know, making a conscious effort to spend more time in a lower gear, taking time to rest and recuperate, learning how to change your point of view and look at a situation as positive rather than negative. All those little things can add up and help lower that stress level.
Indeed. And that self-care is a big one. We've let ourselves become conditioned to always take on one more thing and make it a point of pride that, yeah, I sleep 4 hours a night and I do all of these things. Yeah, or you're running yourself into the ground and then you can't help anybody. So remember that no is a complete sentence.
Right, exactly. It's sometimes a point of pride in our society of how busy we are, but really it should be more of a point of pride that we take time to relax and do some self-care.
Exactly. You take care of yourself, then you can take care of other people as well.
Yes.
If anybody has questions, how can they best get a hold of you?
They can call the Mount City office at 913-795-2829 or shoot me an email, F for Franny, M for Marie, EASTWO@ksu.edu.
Perfect. Thank you very much. We appreciate this and look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo.